In Zimbabwe, a campaign to force President Robert Mugabe to resign shows no signs of easing, despite a violent response from government troops. Yesterday, soldiers using live ammunition and tear gas broke up anti-Mugabe demonstrations around the country. More than 150 people were arrested. The opposition Movement for Democratic Change has vowed to continue the protests over the next several days. The MDC accuses Mugabe of corruption and of mismanaging Zimbabwe's economy. Peter Thornycroft is a reporter for London's Daily Telegraph newspaper. She's in Harare. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
So what is the state of Zimbabwe's economy right now?
There is no fuel available at a single gas station anywhere at the moment in Zimbabwe. There is very little cash, banknotes, available for a whole variety of reasons, some of them linked to inflation at 270%. So there is no cash, there is no fuel. The unemployment rate is probably pushing 70-80%, and there are regular electricity cuts. It's the fastest disintegrating economy in the world.
What is the major cause for the economic disintegration? Is it really President Mugabe's fault?
Well, in February 2000, after President Mugabe lost a crucial referendum, he ordered his shock troops, former veterans of Zimbabwe's struggle for independence, to take over white-owned land. So they've stripped the country of the commercial farmers, and in their place they've put people who have neither the skills, nor the background, nor the financial support to do what Zimbabwe's economy depends on, and that's to do commercial agriculture. And so commercial agriculture has just collapsed. Zimbabwe is unable to grow more than pitifully little crops, not even enough for domestic consumption for a couple of days a month.
How significant is the current anti-Mugabe campaign? There have been repeated efforts to get him to resign in the past that have failed. Will this one succeed?
I don't think so, not yet. The pressures are mounting against him, and we do not know whether or not Mugabe is staying in power, because at 79 years old, he still wishes to stay in power, or if he is being held hostage by his close associates and the patronage he's dished out over the last 23 years that without his protection, they themselves cannot survive financially, and it all at the bottom of the line comes down to money.
So there's no pressure from within the ruling party to get Mugabe to step aside at this point?
If there are pressures, there would be pressures that are brought to bear of who can protect us if he goes. I mean, the list of illegalities that any normal judiciary would deal with in a post-Mugabe situation are so vast that all of his close lieutenants within ZANU-PF would have trouble with any normal legal processes in a normal democratic society.
Mm-hmm. As I understand it, the government is claiming that these protests are really just an attempt to provoke a coup.
It really is just government propaganda. Statement after statement is calling on the people of Zimbabwe to rise up and create pressure to force ZANU-PF and President Mugabe as its leader to a negotiating table, because the economic situation and the political repression cannot continue as it is.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Peter Thornycroft is a reporter for London's Daily Telegraph in Harare, Zimbabwe.